Welcome to Mineral Water Project Information. Now this is another podcast and I am Soumitra Gotikar here from Mineral Water. In this podcast I am going to talk about a different idea by which you can still brand your bottled water business. So as we really know that the plastic is a big and huge challenge to the environment and more on the bottled water industry, though not the first culprit. It is the automatic target of everyone. So everyone talks about how bad is the bottled water, okay? So though we know that the PET bottles are actually, though it is single use, but it can be recycled and it is the worst, it's the worst contributor to the pollution. I mean, it is the best in as far as the plastics are concerned, okay? But still it is the target because everywhere in the pictures, always the bottles are seen, you know? And bottles, actually, there is a problem with bottles, that bottles are occupying the volume. So if bottles are crushed, you know, so it can be a better option. So bottle crushing is a big thing, you know. In other podcasts, we had already discussed about bottle crushing units and all that. So you can refer to that podcast as well. Okay. So the point is how to collect the waste and all that. That idea also we had discussed. But let us see what we can do, you know, as a branding thing, marketing thing, what we can do. So as a water brand owner, we still need to take these challenges and you have to make our sell. Hence, we need to make alterations, additions to our marketing strategies, branding, continuous tweaking. We have to do something new, we have to try out something else. So these things we are required to do, okay? So let us see what the biggies are doing. Like, you know, recently I came through an article. Okay, in which I saw that Aquafina, what they are doing in Saudi market. Okay, so Aquafina, as you know, it's a global Pepsi brand. So they have installed, recently we saw that they have installed recycled bins during a huge tournament in Saudi. So Saudi Arabia, I think it is a soccer tournament. I'm not very sure about the tournament, what it was, but it must have been the, you know, some tournament. Yes, it is ABB FIA Formula E Championships at Riyadh. Okay, so that is, that's what the tournament was. But the effect is, you know, what they did is was very phenomenal. So around 90,000 people in Saudi actually attended this Formula E race. So as the official hydration partner, they call it. So okay, they don't call themselves as bottle suppliers. They call themselves as hydration partner. So Aquafina supplied more than 350,000 bottles at the event, okay, and installed several recycling stations, you know, with promoters to educate and encourage visitors to recycle. So Aquafina is actually with, there is another company called Naqua. So they sorted, you know, recovered and built the collections of its materials recovery facility. So in addition to supply a daily dashboard with impact stats to track progress. That is what Naqua is offering. But Naqua is a solution provider and Aquafina is a, you know, it's a bottled water owner. So what they did is actually through this, they really showed people that they really care the environment and they are collecting the waste. They are not only generating waste, but they are collecting the waste and they are recycling. So they see to it that there is no littering which is around. So indirectly, they contribute to the national, you know, cleanliness also and environment as well, and they show to people that they are doing it. So this is a classic way of branding. So of course on the blog also we have published the story. The blog, if you want to know, the blog name is mineralwaterpune.blogspot.com. This is mineralwaterpune.blogspot.com. okay, there also you can see the story. And the point is, can you implement this kind of strategy in your marketing mix? So I do understand that you will be a local player, there may not be a big event like this, okay, but at least what you can do is, the idea is you can tie up with that, like Pepsi has tied up with a company called Naqua. So you can also tie up with many companies in India and you get your recycled bins, you know, the bins are simple bins, you know, it's not a big thing. So further to that, you can also, you know, tie up with certain crushing machine companies, you know, on airport also you can see that. So you can just apply your idea and get this further. So this is a classic way of branding. So by this way, you can also appeal to people that you are contributing to the nation and you are also contributing to the environment. It is a classic branding strategy. So if you can implement this strategy, well, I would look forward that you implement and share your story of implementing this strategy. So thank you very much and stay tuned and listen to podcasts. We are from Mindra Water Project Information. Thank you so much.